Oh, I really love today's Daily Dose of Leadership. You got to know, listeners, how much joy I get from hopping onto this feed. I used to write these out, and I don't do that anymore. I just have ideas, and I plug them into this spreadsheet, and then I just pop on when I'm feeling inspired. And when I popped on just now and I saw this note, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been so reflective of this sentiment lately. Someone asked me recently, you know, I've been pretty transparent about the fact that I'm exiting a relationship right now. And I've had so many people ask me over the last several months, like, well, if you could go back and do things differently. And there's something about that question that always feels off to me. And what I've realized is the reason that it feels so off is because if I could go back, I wouldn't belong there anymore. If I could go back, I would approach the situation and the conversations and who I am is so different. Like, I have grown and evolved so much so that I don't think I would be there. If I could go back, I wouldn't belong there anymore. So it doesn't quite make sense. So I'm going to start answering that way from now on. Because I always hesitate, and I know I've responded in ways that are consistent with that. Like, well, I'm not sure I've grown so much. But I do love that answer to that question. So maybe you want to adopt that as well. If someone asks you, if you could go back, would you do it differently? Well, if I could go back, I wouldn't belong there anymore. I would be approaching the situation and attracting such different things because of what's important to me today, because of who I am today. I wouldn't be there. Wow, that feels so good. It feels so honest. So here's to recognizing that if we could go back, we wouldn't belong there anymore. And being okay with that as a response to that silly little question. And while we're at it, let's stop asking that question. What a great way to take care of ourselves and to take care of the people that we serve.